Yeah, you're a little robotic.
Oh, really? Shut up.
Oh, sorry. And here we are, another Waste of the Podcast, show number 75, right?
I think it's 76.
Is it 76?
I think. Wasn't it 75 last week?
I don't keep track of this.
I don't know. You're the one that writes the notes.
I didn't write that in my notes.
God damn it.
I will check while I'm talking.
I'm going to need you to count all of our episodes, please.
By hand?
Yep.
Well, this is I'm Dave.
I would doubt you'd need a calculator.
I think it's a few. I'm Dave, your ever-present host. I've been here since the beginning. I'll be here to the end. Over to my immediate, well, right in front of me at this point.
That's right, right in front.
Right in front, or sometimes my left, is my good friend and some would say twin brother, Adam. Adam, how you doing?
That's right, a.k.a. the other guy.
The other guy. Adam, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm awesome. Awesome. Yeah, no, this is show number 75.
Oh, it is? Okay. It well, is. My bad.
It is. I'm doing all right. We've had some rain in...
I've heard.
But no real storms. Let me see. Let me finish introducing everyone.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry, I don't want to monopolize all the time.
Hold on,
you should get to our other people on the show.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
That's it.
Well, who's to my left?
Who's to your left? You have... To your left, if you must know, is the chat room.
Oh, and then to my right is you?
To your right is you, is me. I mean, right in front of you, more or less, is you, is me.
Oh, okay. Well, perfect. That's
and to your immediate right, or, well, my right, I guess. Sorry. So to your left. I guess your left is nobody. Is an empty seat.
That's right.
Where intern Nick would sit. And I'm thinking about somehow demoting him further.
I heard that he was out buying dresses tonight.
For himself.
Pretty dresses. That's right.
Apparently, I sent him a text and said, show tonight? And his response is, sorry, I've got a date.
With who?
I'm assuming his girlfriend, who I talked to earlier. Who I talked to earlier today. So,
and she said...
I said, is Nick doing the show tonight? And she said, I don't know, I haven't talked to him today.
Oh!
So, maybe
it's
not.
It's all coming out.
So let me,
I wish we could call him live on the air.
Oh, God, if we had that technology.
That would be amazing.
We can hassle him. I mean, we could call him, but we'd have to put it on speakerphone.
It would work, yeah.
Can I go back and go through Nick's tweets in a minute? Erin is not here tonight. She has a legitimate excuse. She closed on her house today.
Very legitimate. Yes, well done, Erin.
She closed on her house, so she now is a homeowner, and she's having...
And I saw a picture.
Oh, I haven't even seen a picture yet.
Sure. I'm losing you.
I lost you for a second, too.
Okay. I saw a picture of it. It's a good-looking house.
Nice. Apparently, she's having sex in that house with her boyfriend, so that's good for her.
All right.
That's just what we assume.
We're making it in.
Just what we assume.
I hope he carried her over the threshold.
I'm sure she carried him over the threshold.
And then proceeded to carry him to the bedroom.
Yes.
To where they had nasty, nasty intercourse.
On the floor, because I'm sure she doesn't have a bed there yet.
Oh, I hope she brought like a mattress, like a sleeping bag or something, because there could be a brown recluse in there.
This isn't Missouri, though we do have brown recluses.
Oh, do they not have those in Florida?
No, we do. We do. I've never seen
one. Well, there could be an alligator in there, Dave.
sleep, accidentally go to sleep on an alligator?
Right. There's an alligator sitting right there.
Where the hell did you come from?
Those things are fucking mean.
And Sarah is working this evening, so she also has a legitimate excuse for not being here.
We should call her store, since they always call us during the show.
Her store actually just called right before. She's not working at her store. She's working at her other job. But her store actually literally...
Oh, I was like...
They literally just called right before the show started. I didn't even answer the phone.
That's
like,
so funny.
Like, fuck that. I'm not answering the phone.
Pretty ridiculous.
So I sent Nick a text message today, and I said, show tonight? And his response was, date night, sorry.
Yet his lady friend didn't even know it was date night.
Date night. Date night,
or
sorry.
Or did and didn't want to seem like Yoko.
Maybe not. Let's see. So then I'm going back to the 20th, which was last week, and he sent me a text saying, I can't podcast tonight, sorry. Uh-huh. Let's go back. He was there the week before. Okay. He was excited.
Do you save all your text messages?
I don't delete anything.
Wow.
Well, he goes back. I don't know. Maybe I didn't. But he always has. Seems to have an excuse.
Can't make it. Is like Monday his only off night?
No, he's not even. He works.
He works during the day. Doesn't he?
He does. He works till 5:30.
Oh.
So I don't know. And he's off on Friday.
Where does his late friend?
She works at the same job that Sarah works at. In fact, Sarah employs her.
Oh, I didn't know that.
At the store I'm now going to refer to as Candles, Candles, Candles.
Oh, okay. What do they sell there? Chocolate?
Bibs.
Bibs.
Bibs and lunch.
That was a very slow reaction time, Dave.
I was sipping water.
Oh, okay. I was like, Jesus, really?
Bibs and lingerie.
All right.
Which happens to be what I'm wearing right now.
Does Sarah always come home with new sassy lingerie? or just sassy bibs?
Both. If we're speaking in code to candles, 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 then yes. She constantly comes home with more lingerie and bibs.
I hope that when I come down there, she gives me some sexy lingerie or a bib as well.
If you can carry it back on the plane, I'm sure she will.
I'm sure it's not that big, David.
Well,
or at least one of those smell good car things.
No.
I mean,
damn it! Candles, candles, candles.
I mean, a butt plug. Yeah, that's what
a
I meant.
Plug. It's not a dildo store.
Well, I was just making a funny.
Oh.
We had to talk about butt sex. Dave.
That's true. Would you ever work at a porn store? Not that you ever have, but would you ever?
A porn store or like an adult toy store?
Let's see. What do you have over there? What is your adult?
What do you mean?
Well, we have Fair Villa Megastore over here.
Well, we have a couple. There's
You have Priscilla's.
There's like a Hustler boutique or something like that.
I've been there.
And then there's Spanky's. And Spanky's has like a dirty movie store. And then it has like a toy store.
But you also have Priscilla's, where fun and fantasy meet.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot. It's actually Patricia's now.
What?
Yep, Priscilla sold out to Patricia.
That's uncool.
Priscilla's is no longer, it's now Patricia's.
That makes me sad. Lori says Dr. John's.
Oh, yeah, there is still one of those. I was driving down the Rock Road the other day, and I saw it. I was like, oh, my God.
You know, Lori,
that place still
she always has something to input when it comes to talking
about the sexy stuff.
Yeah, it comes to sex toys and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. There's one there, she says. There's one.
Lori likes to party.
She likes to party and have a good time. There's one in Fenton, she says. All right. So, but would you work at a Dr. John's or a Patricia's?
I would. I mean, if I had to, I would work at, like, the sex toy store, but I don't think I would work at the movie store.
Like selling the DVDs?
Yeah, I would not be. Like, that's what's cool about Spanky's, is it's two separate stores, so, like, you don't have to go to the pornography side. You can, like, go over and just look at, like, all the lubes and the sexy outfits and stuff like that.
I think you were the first person to ever say that's what's cool about Spanky's.
Wait, what?
That is a quote. That's
I bet a lot of people say that.
That's what's cool about Spanky's.
That's right.
You can get your lubes on one side and your DVDs on the other.
That's right. You don't have to even look at all the perverts going into the private viewing booths or whatever they have at pornography stores.
I've never been in a private viewing booth in a pornography store.
Neither have I, but I would assume they hit. Don't they have, like, you put quarters in it and stuff?
I've only seen that in internet porn.
Oh, no,
porn.
That's peep shows.
Well, they know they have booths. I've seen it on the...
Do they have peep shows?
I'm sure they do.
Interesting.
I've only seen it in pornography videos.
Oh, gotcha.
So I've actually never been to one before. So, something to look forward
look
to.
Look for, put on your bucket list, Dave.
Go to a peep show. I want to go to an old-fashioned peep show.
Right, like old-fashioned, where they like all they do is take their gloves off and then the window closes.
And then you're sitting in the glass booth and all of a sudden, boom, and it slams shut. And you have to
quickly
put another dollar in the machine, and it opens up again, and she's already dressed.
Right.
She's already got her gloves.
She removes her gloves, and the thing
squeals
again.
Damn it, her gloves are back on. Yep. Ridiculous.
You're like, leave them off.
Please hurry. I'm just got to get put quarters in. How do we start talking about that right away?
I don't know. Because Lori likes peep shows.
Oh, that's it. She likes peep shows and lingerie. We were talking about lingerie.
That's right. Lori loves the lingerie.
Who doesn't love lingerie?
Right?
It's pretty.
That's one thing. The next time my band has a show, I want a lady to throw her bra or her underpants up to us on stage.
Does it have to be her bra or underpants, or can she buy brand new bra and underpants that's never been worn?
Oh, that would be fine. It doesn't have to be. They don't have to like take it off and then throw it. I just want to feel like a real rock star and have some underpants thrown at me.
You know what you can do? I mean, this won't be nearly as cool, but you can buy the
give a pair of underpants for somebody.
Yeah, buy the bra and underpants yourself, and then give it to somebody, and then they can throw it out there.
But what if they keep it?
Get it not in their size.
Oh yeah, what I'll have to get but I don't want to buy I don't want to buy an old lady crush your heart bra, because who wants that thrown at them on stage?
I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure you can go to Victoria's Secrets and buy, or maybe not Victoria's Secret, what's it, Torrid?
What the hell, Dave?
Torrid. Go to Torrid. Torrid? Torrid?
Do what?
That Torrid store, the one that's owned by Hot Topic, but it's for larger ladies.
Oh, yeah, I would go there.
Go there and buy some larger lady sexy underpants and then give it to a skinny friend so they're like, I'll never be able to wear these. Don't go give her the receipt.
That's a good idea. But that shit's going to be expensive, Dave.
I'm sure you can buy it on the internet.
That's why there's got to be somebody at the show that has a bra they don't want anymore.
Well, then it won't be a pretty bra.
Well, that's true.
See,
Damn it.
This is a catch-22.
I know. I guess I just have to be better as a band and make it happen for real.
You have to be sexier as a band because you want to be sexier, so then they'll feel the need to take their clothes off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I wear a fake mustache and a sweater in my band.
You may have to take your shirt off at some point.
Oh, that's not going to get me any underpants thrown on stage.
And then stage dive.
There you go.
Off of over 1 foot stage.
That's right. Instant death.
Oh, God, I've got nothing. What do you want to talk about today?
Last place we played didn't even have a stage.
I hate that. I've played many
places.
Just
set up
stage.
In a corner.
Yeah.
And it was the second busiest night they ever had.
And they haven't had
as a bar.
And they haven't had you back since?
Nope. They closed. Because we didn't go back. There's a place called Norms.
Norms.
Yep. And the sign looked like the lettering for Cheers, but it said Norms.
Norms.
And then we also used to play at the Bottoms Up Brew House, and that place closed as well. When the last time we played there, they asked us if we would come back twice a month.
Wow.
And play because we brought them so many people.
But you didn't. I mean, go back once a month.
No, because Jim's in two bands.
Jim's in two bands?
Yeah, they pay the bills. Oh. I mean, he gets some money from those bands.
I need to be in a band that makes money.
You got to find a good cover band and just start hitting the streets, man. Because if you can find a good place, I mean, for the three of us to play, just a little three-person band, we were pulling in $350 for the three of us.
When I played
pretty good for 4 hours.
When I played with Triple Octane, we made no money.
What did you? What was your?
We were.
Were people dancing? Were people having a good time?
There was nobody
was it just
there.
Sit around listening to Rick Springfield.
I wish you played Rick Springfield. That'd be so ridiculous. No, we played. We were a cover band, but it was in the middle of summer. So we were playing in a college town. So everyone was gone, for the summer.
That was dumb.
There was nobody there. Well, that's just the place where this guy had a gig. It was at a blues bar, no less. But I don't know, there was like six people in there, and they were just having drinks, and then, you know, people would come in and pub crawl. They'd walk in and go, yeah, and then they'd walk right out. So
what was your set list?
Oh, my gosh. We played, I think we opened with Nothing But a Good Time. No, not we played Talk Dirty to Me.
Okay.
We played a little, we played some Guns N' Roses, which was terrible. Ozzy, Black Sabbath.
So it was basically metal.
Stevie Ray Vaughan. We played Jenny. Played some Tom Petty. We played God. Also, I can't think. We played it.
Did you take requests?
Yeah, they kept telling us to play Far, Far Away.
What's that?
To play, they wanted us to go Far, Far Away.
Oh, because you guys suck.
Yes. No, we were actually.
Did you really? Were you bad?
We were pretty good. We had our issues. I mean, the fact of the matter is we only only rehearsed like four times before we went up on stage as a band.
Okay.
And I say four, I actually mean three. Now that I think of it.
Okay.
But we did know three of the same. We did know a lot of the same music, so it was easy, to integrate ourselves. Poisonous Star. I think we started off with Talk Dirty to Me. I don't remember. I've got it on tape somewhere. I'll have to find it.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was me. I forgot the name.
Do you
of
still
it.
Talk to these guys anymore?
No.
Yeah.
Well, what happened was after the first show was a disaster. Because the drummer, his drum kit was just too big for this teeny tiny stage, and he was playing too darn loud. So the bartender couldn't hear to take any orders. He had to say, "Stop! That snare drum's too loud." So,
wow.
So it was. So that was bad. And then I'm sure I told the story how we were playing Iron Man by Black Sabbath, and we had rehearsed half of it in rehearsal. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I can play this song. And then we got halfway through it, and all of a sudden I realized, oh, I don't know where this goes. I don't know where this goes next. So I had to watch him, and he was pissed off at me because he was trying to get into his little guitar solo, and I couldn't remember what notes to play, and the drummer couldn't remember where to go next, and it was a disaster. And he turns.
It was bad.
It was bad. He came up to me, got right in my face. He goes, "If you didn't know how to play the fucking song, you should have said it before we started." And my reply was, "I didn't know I didn't know how to play it till we got halfway through it."
Right, you played it halfway.
Yeah, we should have rehearsed the whole fucking song. But here's what.
So then you said at the end of the night, you were like, "Fuck you."
No. At the end of the night, the drummer and I talked for a long time, and we assumed that this was a one-time deal. So I said, if I never see... When he comes up to me, shakes my hand after he got his pittance of a pay. He goes, if I never see you again...
Which was how much?
It was like 60, 70 bucks. And we got,
well, that's not terrible.
We got whatever was at the door.
Okay.
He comes up to me, shakes my hand, he goes, well, if I never see you again, it was good playing with you. I'm like, oh, that was that.
Yep.
So I never expected to hear from Chris again. And about 3 weeks later, he calls me up and said, hey, sorry, I haven't called you recently. I've been busy. I've got a gig on Friday. Are you interested? And I said, okay. So,
really?
Yes, he had a new drummer. Well, I needed the money. He had he had a new drummer. So we got together and rehearsed once and added more songs to the set list, which I thought was really stupid because we didn't even have the songs that we had down. He really wanted to play Welcome to the Jungle.
Okay.
He really wanted to play Welcome to the Jungle. He said he had learned it, he had taught it, but he'd never really played it live before. So I'm like, all right, so... I had to sing it, which I hate singing Guns N' Roses songs because my voice just can't do it. But he wanted.
That you can't really, and no one can do that.
No, and if I had had time to rehearse, maybe I could have come up with a different sound for my voice, so then I could have sang it and it wouldn't have been nearly as bad. But it just sounds really whiny.
Okay.
Needless to say. We start the song and we get through the first verses and we're
going a little bit right now so I can understand what you're talking about.
No,
come on,
I can't sing it right now. I got to sleep.
Stand up.
I got a sleeping baby in the next room.
Well, sing it soft.
No,
come on.
I'm not going to sing it soft. I can't. I don't know. I wouldn't know how without the music.
Oh, okay.
Sarah Storr keeps calling.
Yeah. Okay. You've never. I bet you've only listened to that song twice, right, Dave?
Lori's saying please. If I put the song on the internet, would that make you all happier? Because it became a train wreck more than Iron Man was.
Because of your shitty singing, or because...
Because he skipped the whole middle section.
He had no idea how to play it.
He completely skipped the middle part of the song and went straight to the end. And
so
me and the drummer got confused trying to catch up with him, and we figured it out what he had done. Got the end of the song. At the song's over, he turns to me, he starts laughing. He goes, "Well, I guess I screwed that one up." I'm like,
"Did you say if you didn't know how to fucking play the whole song, you should have told me?"
I wanted to so bad.
That's what I'd have said.
But
you just have balls.
I don't. But get this: we go into the third set. Because I think we played this in the beginning of the second set. We go to the third set, and he goes, "Hey, let's try Jungle again. I've been listening to it on my iPod during the break.
Let's play it.
We played it again. He fucked it up again.
Ugh. Were people booing you at this
time?
No,
there was nobody there. No one was paying attention. Nobody cared.
How many people were at this one?
It was the same amount of people. It was like five or six regulars, and then a bunch of people who'd come in for pub crawls. And they would drink a few drinks and stand in the front of the camera, and then leave. Because I videotaped every show.
I'm sure you did.
But I did get one shout out from this old man who comes in, and we just finished playing "Ain't Talking About Love" or something like that. And he's like, a Van Halen song, which I also sang, which is on my Facebook page, I believe. And he starts yelling. You guys play anything? Like, yeah, we play almost anything. He goes, "Play the Monkees." So I start playing "Last Train to Clarksville," and he came up to me and shook my hand. He goes, "I'm really impressed." He goes, "You guys really impressed."
Did he not tip you?
He did not tip me, no.
What a fuckhole.
The show before that, someone yelled out "Journey." So I started singing...
Were you playing the bass guitar?
I was playing the bass guitar and doing half the vocals.
So, how did you play "Last Train to Clarksville" on the bass? Does it start off on the bass?
No, it starts off on guitar, but I can play the do 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 on bass.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
It's not difficult. Excuse me, I'm trying to belch here. It's not coming out.
Yeah.
Anyways, so yeah, I got a little respect from that old guy.
Much love.
Much love. Much love.
We used to have people walk around with a pitcher and ask for tips, and we made one night like $100-something just in tips.
See, we weren't beggars like that. We should have been.
That's why you made $70 that night.
That sucked ass. And the best part about that, and I tell the story, and I probably shouldn't, is Chris and I were talking, and he goes, "Yeah, I just found out. I got to go to New York." He's from New York. He goes, "I got to go to New York for a week." I'm like, "Oh, yeah?" And he goes, "Yeah, I just found out that I have an 18-year-old kid."
Holy shit.
Back in New York. I'm like, "Whoa." He goes, "Yeah, I talked to his mother. I got to go meet him." I'm like, "Okay." And I haven't talked to him since. I do know he's back in town. I do know he's played a few gigs with the band, with other musicians. So I was just a hired gun.
Since you have the skill, you should totally form a band.
I don't...
At your place of employment, I am sure there are thousands of musicians there.
The only issue that I have is I don't have the gear. And this giant giant cut in my finger.
Shouldn't they?
Well, they have their own gear. They wouldn't necessarily have a bass amplifier.
Oh, you don't even have a bass amplifier?
I got small ones. I don't have... What I discovered is what I have was not powerful enough to blast over Chris's guitar.
Oh, gotcha.
So I just... I couldn't cut it. And I think that was another reason why he didn't want to stick with the band with me is because I couldn't... You know, I couldn't play over him and he didn't like... He didn't like plugging me into his PA because he didn't want to blow his PA speakers out.
Yep.
Whatever. So I had a baby.
Well, that was all pre-Millie?
That was pre-Millie, yeah. Sarah was very pregnant.
Yeah.
Sarah was very pregnant at the time. But, God, I wonder if I saw those set lists on my interweb somewhere. But, it was fun. I mean, in the second show was really great, except he had some friends show up who were in another band, and while we were on our break, he's like, "Hey, you guys want to play a few songs?" And let them play, like, five songs. I'm like, what? So I just sat
on your gear?
Yeah, on our gear, yeah. So I just sat there sipping my water and watching what was going on. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Let's see. Do 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 do. We play that song.
What's that?
Do 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 do. We keep on rocking in the free world. Keep on rocking in the free world.
I would have never guessed that. How many shows did the Mad Hatters do?
We did three shows, maybe four shows, three or four shows.
Gotcha.
One of those shows, but only one of those doesn't count because it was an open mic.
Well, if you and your brother ever come to the Loo, we'll get Jim and Rob together, and we'll do a full-out show.
Will we?
The Mad Hatters and the Anthony Williams and the Starlight Quartet do a full set, full show, three sets.
Oh, my God. I would certainly enjoy I would enjoy that. That'd be a lot of fun.
Right?
I think we can rock the
and,
house.
And, like, we could switch off and, like you guys could do some of your signature songs, like "Hey Jealousy."
We played "Hey Jealousy."
And we could do
in the
could do some of ours, like 500 Miles" or "Africa."
In Africa?
No, what did I do? What's that Minute Work song?
"Land Down Under."
"Land Down Under." That's what we did last time.
I'd rather hear "Africa."
No, "Land Down Under" was hilarious because I played the recorder. And I don't know how to play the recorder, but then we gave me a recorder solo.
Oh, jeez.
Man, I was wailing.
Nice.
I must have, we tried to always do shit to see how much the audience would, like, let us get away with. And so, like, my recorder solo was probably a minute long.
Oh, my God.
And it was just me, like, not knowing how to play the recorder, just, like, holding certain notes and, like, bending them. It was very fun.
My brother, Rob, you may have met him.
Who?
Rob?
Yeah.
He's in a band, and they have a flautist.
Wow.
A flute player, and she played a lot of the solos and whatnot. I saw them in concert one, not in concert, I saw them play a gig once. I thought it was the most terrible thing I've ever seen. Because it was the guitar player's girlfriend, and it just seemed it was so ridiculous watching her play the flute. I'm sure it may have been the hour, and I had just driven 6 hours from, 5 hours from St. Louis to Chicago, and just went straight into this bar and started drinking. But
so she got to play all the solos.
Yeah, because he couldn't play the guitar. The guitar player couldn't play the guitar solos.
Oh, see, Jim could play any guitar solo, but I just did it because it was fun.
Well, Jim is an awesome musician.
And in "Land Down Under," there is a recorder solo or
That's
whatever
true.
That instrument is that they're playing.
All right, do you want to hear some of the songs we played? I found the
set
lists.
Yeah, let's hit it. I probably won't know half of them.
We did play "Rockin' the Free World." Okay. We played "The Middle" by Jimmy Eat World.
Okay.
Let's see. "Keep Your Hands to Yourself."
Okay.
"Don't Tell Me No Lies" and "Keep Your Hands."
Oh, I know it.
That song we played without rehearsing.
How did that go?
It actually went really well. It's not a very difficult song. I'd heard it before. I'm pretty. My brother is an accomplished musician. He can hear songs and play anything he hears. I have about half the talent. I have half the talent he has. So whatever I hear, if I can hear a song in my head, I can find it in my fingers and I can play the song. So I was able to play it. I've heard the song 1,000 times. "Centuria."
From Sublime.
Yes. "Born to Be Wild." "Pride and Joy," Steve Ray Vaughan. "When I Come Around," I fucked that one up real bad.
Oh, I like that song.
We played it in a different key than I had learned it in. So I couldn't. So my fingers were all in the wrong place, and I kept trying to figure it out, and it was wrong. I had to play the basic part.
The untrained ear hear it.
The untrained ear would not notice it. And any musician in the audience or bass player would go, "Oh, he's not playing the right part," because it's like do 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 do. But I couldn't find the notes, so I was just playing do 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 do. It was bad.
Oh, that is bad. No, you're stupid.
I was real mad about that. Millie, go to bed.
Is she screaming again?
Played Iron Man. Good Times by Led Zeppelin. Good Times, Bad Times. Good Times, Bad Times. I didn't play. There were songs that I said I wasn't going to play, like Home by Daughtry. I said nope. I said nope, not going to play that.
We played, that was on the list?
That was on his list of songs that he played.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
Kryptonite.
Well, I'm going home.
We played, for Mike, we played Dirty Deeds.
Dirty Deed.
That was my
part. We used to play that. One of our security guard for our band, that was one of the songs we had him come up and sing with us.
Nice.
But he was not all that right in the head, so he would sing Dirty Deeds, Dumb Dumb Cheap.
Oh, my God.
Nice. It was hilarious.
Well, good.
Hey. And then we got him to sing Play That Funky Music.
Play that what?
Play That Funky Music.
Oh, I thought you said something different.
No, no. Play That Funky Music, and it was hilarious.
Mike has said that at one point he had 13 guitars.
Holy shit.
That's a lot of guitars. Lori says that Jeff can do that. He's the most incredible gift on the guitar. And then Mike says...
Who's Jeff?
I'm assuming her husband.
Oh, okay.
Mike then says, we would mix Orion and Call of the Cthulhu together and we'd blow everyone's mind.
What does that even mean?
Those are songs.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we didn't play Santeria, come to think of it. We did play What I Got, which I...
Love What I Got.
I enjoyed doing that.
Yeah, I think Anthony Williams played that.
I enjoyed that song. Then we played Smoke Two Joints.
What's that?
It's another Sublime song.
Okay.
Jenny Jenny by Tommy Two Tone. Oh, and I'm just naming songs. Jenny Jenny.
Who can I turn to?
He really wanted to play Sweet Emotion. I just couldn't do it.
How come?
I couldn't. I mean, with a 3-day notice, I couldn't figure out playing the bass part and and singing at the same time and harmonizing.
Well, you get ready for when you and your brother come to St. Louis for our Monster Jam so we can sing Love in an Elevator with the harmonies. I want to do four parts.
Four parts? How many of us are there?
There will be five of us, but Rob is not all that good at harmonies.
Rob isn't?
No, he's
not.
Oh,
you're Rob. My Rob.
Yeah.
My Rob.
Oh,
is.
No. Yeah, sorry. My Rob, yeah.
Well, your Rob can just do the bass line, or not the bass line, the straight part, and we'll all harmonize.
Oh, that's a good idea. Just let him actually sing it. Yeah.
As long as he has his ears plugged.
That's right.
So he won't hear the rest of us, because if he hears the rest of us, he'll start going up and down and up and down.
What would Rob take? Is he a bass or is he your Rob?
Oh, he can sing anything.
Okay, so we could put him on the high tenor line, right?
He's a high singer.
But so are you, right?
I can, yeah.
Okay, well then we'll put you two on the top and me and Jim will take the bass and baritone.
Nice. I wonder if this is entertaining to anybody.
It probably isn't, but if these people were all listening... And actually, if we could actually get you two here to do a show, I mean, we would promote the shit out of this everywhere.
Of everyone, and
I'd get a ton of people to do it.
Of everyone in the chat room, only one of them could go to the show.
That's fine.
Because producer Rob, is in the chat room now, and we're talking about you.
But lots of my friends would come to the show.
Your rowdy friends?
My family all comes to the show. I mean, we would have a lot of people at this show.
All right. It's not that I don't want to do a show.
All right. Now, how much we could get, I don't know. It still might only be $350. And then for the five of us, that's certainly cutting down the cost a little bit. But
I want to do it just for the fun of it.
I think so, too.
I just like to rock. I want to rock.
That's right.
Rock.
And we have certainly a different style, Anthony Williams and the Starlight Quartet.
Yeah, and the Mad Hatters played anything. We played a lot of the Refreshments.
Oh, well, I don't know them, but you guys can certainly play them, and we will back you up. I on the tambourine or harmonica.
We'll play a little Deep Blue something, Breakfast at Tiffany's.
That's right. And I said, what about
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yep, and then we'll sing Sarah, Till There Was You.
They'll have to propose again?
Yep.
I don't think she'll say yes.
Sorry.
This time. I don't think she'll say yes.
Yeah, sure. What if she says no?
She's like, eh.
Maybe I'll propose to her.
Eh. Go for it.
Eh. Get a job.
Oh, I got more than one microphone on here. That could be a problem. No wonder there was
Yeah, no wonder.
There was a hissing sound. Aaron's mic was on. Aaron's not even here.
What is she doing with her microphone on?
Oh, Mike has to go. His wife has to log into class. Boo! Bye, Mike.
Oh, whatever. Get you another computer, Mike.
Mike, you can download us on iTunes tomorrow.
Please.
Please, and
please.
Rate us 5 stars. And tell your friends. Go
That's
tell
right.
your friends. Love is what I
so
got.
So is it just Charlie and Lori? Is it all ladies in the chat room?
It's the ladies' night. Charlie may very well be asleep.
She probably is.
She's logged.
Charlie, wake up.
She logged in and she's like, I'm going to bed. She goes, I need to be counted, and that's it.
She just wants us to call her out.
Oh, no,
that
no.
A girl.
She just wants to be counted as one of the listeners, and that's all.
Oh, okay.
To make us have more than one listener.
Well, we appreciate it.
Do, 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 do. I've got some things written down.
Yeah, what do you got written down, Dave?
Okay, so I had a nightmare last night. Do you ever have nightmares where you wake up and you're physically doing something?
No.
Okay. I was dreaming last night that me and Sarah were at a pool with Millie, and Millie was we were dancing around, and this Yo Gabba Gabba song came on, run, 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 it's fun, 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 and Millie's running around, and all of a sudden she gets on the back of this motorcycle.
Oh,
it's a little mini motorcycle with little boy, and they're going around this track. I'm like, this is awesome. So I'm filming this whole thing, and all of a sudden he kind of wipes out and falls into the pool. So he comes popping up, and Millie doesn't come up right away, and I see her in the water, and I'm reaching out, and I can't reach her. I reach her out. Finally, I'm like, I got to go in, and I dive in the water, and just as I dive in the water, I wake up, and I punch Sarah in the arm.
What?
Because I'm reaching out, and Sarah's like, ah, and I go, ah, bam, I hit Sarah in the arm.
Dude, that's scary.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, my gosh. And Sarah was pretty pissed off.
I bet she was. I hope she hit you back.
She did not. She said, whoa, 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 and I tried to apologize, but, you know, it was 4 a.m. I couldn't form words.
Right.
Like, I didn't. I saved Millie. I had to save Millie. And she was asleep again. So
you're awesome.
So you've never had a dream where you acted out?
No, not like that.
I've done that before, where all of a sudden I push myself up. Like, I'm falling. I'm falling. I push myself. No.
I haven't done that. I have dreams about zombies whenever I watch The Walking Dead.
I have yet to. I've only seen a few of those.
Very vivid zombie dreams.
I'm
never being eaten by them, but I'm always like hiding from them and sneaking around and stuff, or running them over with my car.
Oh, nice. Not with your motorcycle?
No, you can't run over a zombie with a motorcycle.
Lori says she's kicked her husband during nightmares.
Like in the nads or just in the leg?
Probably in the leg. Charlie is awake.
Okay, well, that's... All right, Charlie.
Hi.
She's probably upset because isn't she Nick's biggest fan?
She says leg. I don't think anyone's Nick's biggest fan.
You don't think?
I don't think so. Charlie, are you Nick's biggest fan?
He thinks that Charlie is.
He thinks, well, he's got an inflated
ego.
He
also claimed a lot of stuff that we couldn't tell his girlfriend for some reason,
yeah,
right?
Sarah's asked his girlfriend a lot of these questions.
She has?
Yes, I wanted her not to ask Nick, so we could have asked Nick on the show.
Yeah.
But I think she already asked him these questions. Like, last week he said that he did it 5 times in one day. And,
right.
And her response to that was, with who?
Uh-oh.
Meaning it wasn't her.
Gotcha.
So Millie is awake.
I've
and yelling.
Never had sex 5 times in a day. That's a lot.
Yeah, 3 is my limit. Not my limit. I shouldn't say my limit. 3 was my top.
Don't say your limit.
I like my boundaries to be pushed if it could be possible.
I'm only two, Dave. I'm only a two. I've never done it more than twice in a day.
I did three in one night. This was
now. Oh, in a night?
In one night. This was whatever 12 years ago. Well, no, it's had to be longer than that because Sarah and I weren't married yet. And not to say this was Sarah, but I just did.
What?
We were in Evanston. And it was early too. It wasn't
had
even.
Nothing to do.
It was early evening, and we did it, and then it was really early because we got up afterwards and we're like, oh, let's have dinner, and when I say we got up, I meant we were sleeping on the floor here at this house.
Okay.
We didn't have a bed, and we were sleeping in the living room because there was no the heat wasn't reaching the rest of the house. So.
Oh, that sucks.
We were renting this house. It was going to be refurbished and rehabbed, okay. But the guy didn't have time to do it yet. So he's like, for $200 a month, you can stay there. So we moved in.
$200 a month. Why not?
But we had to live in the living room for a while because the other rooms were far too cold at night. But once we got the heater working and we figured out how to get the heat going through the house, we moved into the other rooms. And then we found out that the house was infested with the spiders. So I killed all the spiders by hand, and I realized the spiders were holding back the crickets.
Oh, no!
So we were overrun with crickets after that. And I was like, But yeah, we did it.
$200.
We did it, and then we got up and we were doing other stuff, and then we did it in the bathroom.
All right.
On the sink. And then we did it again later that night. It was a great night.
In the bed? Well, on the floor, or?
On the floor.
So you guys had never left the house. It was just doing it all night.
Yes,
long.
We were young.
Well done, Dave.
We were young. I was 22.
Wow.
I had my whole life ahead of me.
Your whole life.
My whole life. Now I'm so old.
That's right. You could even do it once in a night.
If I'm lucky. Adam, I have to tell you to entertain the audience for a little while.
Uh-oh.
Because Millie is crying like crazy, and I got to find her pacifier, so I'll be right back.
Oh, my God, this is going to be terrible.
All right, so...
All right, go ahead.
So you tell a story about the time you did something.
So there was this one time that I went to the Funny Bone, and Dave Attell was there. This was back before Dave Attell was Dave Attell. And I went in and told a joke. I told it there was a joke telling contest, and I decided that I would go ahead and be in the joke telling contest. And I had the distinction of going last, so there was like a couple rounds, and then I got to be the last round. And I don't even remember what joke the other person told, but then it was my turn to tell the joke. So I go up and. I had had this joke that a friend of mine told me, and I was like, "Oh, okay, I'll use this joke." It's not too bad, but it had one word in it that when I said it, the whole audience, well, at least like the church going folk or something, I don't know whoever they were like, "Oh no!" So the joke goes a little something like this: a woman goes into her gynecologist, and she says, "I'm getting married next week, and I haven't had sex with my soon-to-be husband, and he thinks that I'm a virgin, but I'm not a virgin. Is there anything that I can do to make my husband think, or my soon-to-be husband think that I'm a virgin?" And the doctor thinks about it. He's like, "Well, here's what you do. Put a rubber band around your leg, and then when he penetrates, you snap the rubber band, and he'll think that it's him breaking your hymen." And the lady's like, "Oh, well, that's a good idea." And so she decides that that's the course of action that she's going to do. So they go and they get married, and they have a good reception, good wedding, and all that good stuff. And then afterwards, they go to the hotel, and she's like, "I'll be right back." And she goes into the bathroom, and she slides the rubber band up her leg, and then she comes out and she lays on the bed, and they're kissing and getting ready, and then he slides into her.
Ooh.
And then as soon as she does, she snaps the rubber band, and he's like, "Holy shit, what the fuck was that?" And she said, "Oh, that was just you snapping my hymen." And he said, well, snap it again. It's got my balls.
Boo.
Right? And so that won me the joke-telling contest at the Funny Bone.
Oh, jeez.
And then as I was leaving that night, Dave Attell, I was walking past, and Dave Attell was like, hey, man, that joke was really funny. And I said, Dave Attell, use it whenever you want. He said, okay, man. This was before he was on Up All Night.
Oh, my gosh.
So he was just kind of like a little touring comedian.
A little touring comedian.
Yep, that's all he was.
Nothing big. Just a little touring comedian.
Just a little.
Lori says,
he was on that show Up All Night, which I used to watch religiously because it was fucking hilarious.
It was. We should have done that show.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Lori says, LOL.
Oh, good. LOL. Yeah.
Millie is cry crazy in the other room.
Is she still?
Yeah. But
what did you do to her?
Nothing. I went in there and she was wide awake.
Oh, just standing up?
Well, no, she was lying down, and she was holding on to Fufa. Fufa's from Yo Gabba Gabba.
Can she say Fufa?
She did. She said Fufa.
And, oh, good.
And like, oh, hey. And I tried to back out, and then she started crying.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do?
Kids today.
I mean, I could go in there, but that's just going to upset her further.
Right.
And I'm not going to set the precedence of getting her out of bed every time she cries. I just can't.
And you got shit to do, huh?
I got shit to do. She's got to sleep tonight, my friend. She has to sleep the night.
So what will happen since Sarah's working? What will happen when this show's over, Dave? Will you like go and watch a Jackie Chan film?
Well, I got to be at work at 5:30 in the morning.
Holy fuck.
No. I have to wake up at 5:30 in the morning. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry. So I will probably.
Why do you have to do that?
Because I have to be at work by 7. So that means I have to leave the house by 6.
Why do you have to be to work at 7? Are they opening earlier?
No, we have to get the funds for the next day, and then we take all the money and put it in the safe, and then take all the money that's in the safe and put it in all the registers.
Are you at the new place?
No, I go there next week.
Okay.
And my training starts next Tuesday, and I'm not in a position to be nervous or excited or about it yet because I'm just kind of sad that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
I'm sad I'm leaving
You're
my peeps.
A real lady.
I'm sad. Jerk. I'm sad about leaving my peeps, and people are mad.
Oh, yeah. Did you make some good friends there?
I'm good enough friends. I like everyone I work with.
Like, is there a pretty tight-knit group there, and you're worried that going to the new place is going to be all a bunch of assholes?
Well, it's going to be different. I mean, my team that I'm on, my team of, my team, I guess you should say, we're pretty good. I'm friends with all of them, you know,
okay. At
work. I'm not friends with any of them outside of work.
Okay.
Just because I keep my work and my life separate.
And, that's right.
And I don't like to have friends.
I don't blame you.
My leadership team is okay. I like most of them. I mean, I like all my leadership team. I'm not going to complain. The cast is an ever-changing cast, though. I mean, my team is an ever... My employees are an ever-changing team. They're only with me for a year.
Right.
But it's not a year... They don't all start at the same time. So every every 2 to 3 weeks, we get new people.
Somebody leaves.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody leaves and we get new people. So I've got going aways this Wednesday for like 3 more people. And then I leave on Thursday.
That are going back overseas just going to a new park?
They're going back to their home. They can only work in this area of the park. And they're here as cultural representatives.
Right.
And I met Charlie there.
Charlie!
And she says, because the place you work is now is awesome. So the place I work.
That place where you're going to work is pretty cool, Dave, right?
Oh, yes. I guess.
Will you be working outside?
No, it'll be inside. There will be a little bit of outside, but it'll mostly be inside.
Okay, I haven't seen the new place enough to know.
Well, it hasn't opened
yet.
I thought
everything was outside.
No. The shop that I'm going to be working in was there before. It's just be refurbished and rehabbed. The whole thing has been taken apart and re-put back together.
Gotcha.
It was over in the that land that's
yeah.
that section over there where the cartoons would live.
Okay.
In that town over there.
Oh, right over there. Yes. Okay.
So there's a circus over there now, so I'll right, be running right. away to join the circus.
You've always loved the circus.
I have loved the circus.
Big ring. What will your uniform at work be, Dave?
I will be dressed like a carnival roustabout.
What's that mean?
Those are the guys that would put the big top
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah. Like, you'll have, like, a paperboy hat?
Yes, I will.
Will you look like you're straight out of Newsies?
I will look like I'm straight out of Newsies. Suspenders
Dave.
And all.
That's going to be bad. And, like, tall socks?
No, I have long pants. I'm going to have long pants. They're blue plaid pants.
Okay.
Suspenders and a white shirt that has, like, some crazy colored lines going up the top.
High-waisted pants?
They didn't look that high-waisted, but they usually are.
That's what I would think.
They usually are. Yeah, I'll post a pic as soon as I can.
Well, that's exciting.
Rob says I'll look like Dumbo. Charlie wants me to post a picture of the ASAP. Lori says, agrees with ASAP.
Oh, I would agree as well.
Man, Millie just... the other night she cried for an hour. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
She's just being Millie.
What is that type of... They call that... there's like a parenting style, and it's called something. What is that called, Dave?
It's called being a dick.
That's it. That's it. Hating your child
yes.
syndrome. I think that's what it was.
Yes. Maybe someone can look that up on the internet faster than me. I don't know.
I can't get on the internet because then I sound like an even bigger robot.
Robot.
Did you ever hear the Flight of the Conchords, Dave?
I've seen a few episodes.
They have a song called Robots.
I vaguely remember
it's
that.
Very funny.
I vaguely remember that.
They then, like, they're singing, talking like robots, and then they say binary solo, and then they go 0000001, 0000001, and they sing 001. It's very funny.
Aren't they, how are they dressed?
I don't remember. I think like shitty robots.
Like wearing aluminum foil cardboard boxes?
I think so. I'm just speaking of the CD that I own. A Flight of the Conchords.
I'll need to burn that.
Would you like it?
Sure. I enjoyed the show.
It's very entertaining. I like it.
I enjoyed it.
They also, in their season 2, sang a song called Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor. That's funny.
Nice.
Yeah, I really enjoy them. I think they're very funny.
They got something else going on. I don't remember what it is. Could have sworn I saw them mentioned recently.
The one guy wrote all the music for the Muppets.
That's right. Cat, leave me alone.
What?
The cat keeps jumping in my lap.
Oh.
She's gonna start crying.
The cat?
Yes.
You shouldn't have a cat.
Why not?
I don't know. Well, you hate it. You're pushing it off your lap. It just wanted to be loved.
I'm petting her now.
Okay.
She always wins.
Yep.
Adam, we lost an American hero.
We did.
Neil Armstrong.
Yep.
And if you believe we went to the moon, we lost an American hero.
And we lost Jerry Nelson.
We did.
Both sad days.
Who's Jerry Nelson?
Shut your mouth, Dave.
Oh, you just made Millie really mad.
Well, she's mad at you because you didn't realize that Jerry Nelson was the voice of the Count.
Oh, that's right. I knew
Sesame
that.
Sesame Street.
I knew that. Sorry, Mr. Count.
Yeah. Real shitty, Dave.
All I thought about that was when I saw he passed away was a job opening.
You don't know how to be a puppeteer.
No, I can do a voice. See, right there.
One
box of apples.
Box of apples. What
the hell am I talking about? I'm distracted by a screaming baby.
That's right.
So, Neil Armstrong. Any memories of Neil Armstrong that you want to share?
I remember learning that he walked on the moon in school.
He walked on the moon in school?
Yep. I remember learning in school that he walked on the moon.
I do as well.
Yep. I was not alive when he actually walked on the moon.
Neither was I.
When was that?
1984, I think.
That was it. I think that was it, yeah.
Walking, because the police wrote a song
about
it.
No, I think that was the crash of the Challenger, wasn't it?
Was it? Yes, that's true.
That might have been 84. I just remember seeing the Punky Brewster episode where they were all sad.
I was at school when that happened.
So, as was I.
I remember it happening and being in the cafeteria and looking at it through the teacher's lounge window until they yelled at us to get back into the room and not look at this.
That's right. Don't look at that. Were they like showing footage of it like plummeting to Earth just as a big ball of fire or something?
It was that big smoke plume with the rockets going in either direction.
Gotcha.
Traumatic. It's affected me to this day.
I bet.
That's why I am the way I am. I am.
You is what you is.
I am what I am's. That's all that I am's.
Yep.
I'm looking at pictures of Aaron's house.
They're pretty, right?
She's got a pretty house. She needs to clean her driveway.
I only saw the outside. Did she get pictures of the inside yet?
Not as of yet. They're still doing it inside, so.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't want to take pictures yet. Whilst they're intercoursing.
She has to christen all the rooms first.
That's right. So she'll probably do it like 6 times tonight.
I'll ask.
Right?
Lori says that the landing of the surface of the moon occurred at 2017 UTC, July 20th, 1969. UTC.
What is she talking about?
UTC. That's at least it's 8:17:39.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know where UTC is. Something central. Lori was in her mommy's tummy. I don't think Lori knows how the reproductive system works.
What? Wah.
Matt's in the room. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Matt.
And every time I looked, when I looked up Walking on the Moon, all I got was the police. So, Walking on the
Moon. Hey, do you know the difference between Neil Armstrong and Michael Jackson?
No, what's that?
Neil Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. And Michael Jackson fucked little boys.
I knew it was going to go somewhere like that.
Big difference there. Big difference.
You're right.
Right?
That's certainly not the same.
Oh. I told that joke to my mom's 85-year-old aunt this weekend.
How'd that work for you?
Yeah, she laughed.
She spit out her teeth?
Because she was thinking I was going to say, and Michael Jackson was the first man to do the moonwalk.
Lori just says Adam with 18 exclamation points.
I think that's a hilarious Adam.
I think it's more like Adam.
Oh, no.
She's slightly ashamed of you.
Did I just get like the teacher scolding? Like if she was a teacher, would she be looking over her low-brimmed glasses at me?
Though she's still laughing.
Oh, okay, good.
So it's okay. So she's scolding you and laughing at the same time.
Okay, good.
So she's disappointed in you, though she can't help herself.
No, she is not.
Though
she's glad that somebody finally resurrected that joke.
Because there isn't enough Michael Jackson humor anymore.
No, or Neil Armstrong jokes.
Or Lance Armstrong jokes.
Oh, that guy.
Poor Lance Armstrong.
He straight up gave up, Dave.
Yeah. It's all
he said, I'm not fighting it anymore because I've passed every drug test you ever gave me, yet you're still going to ban me from the sport and take away my titles.
Yep. They said there's 10 witnesses that say he doped up, though.
Yep. But they also say that's the dirtiest sport out there.
Which they should just go back, give him his 7 titles back, and go, you know what? Everyone dope up.
That's right.
Because what's going to happen now is that it's going to get super cleaned up and no one's going to be able to finish the race.
And no one will give a shit.
The Tour de France people will be going up hills going, we're going to walk.
Done.
We can't finish the race.
Right. Fuck it.
like, forget it. And they're like, oh, we've been making this race harder and harder every year, and now they can't do it because they're all clean.
Right.
Let's give them all their dope again.
That's right.
Dope. Lori wants her own microphone.
They have some at, like, Target and Walmart.
When you get your show with Lori, you can have your own microphone.
Ooh! Oh! Ooh! Look out, Lori.
As soon as we have the money to get the second Skype line working, or the Skype line to a conference call, we will start letting people call into the show. But Sarah's computer was giving me some wicked feedback, so I could not use it. And now the plug isn't working correctly, so we have to go out and get either a new plug or a new adapter for the plug that we have in order to make it work.
Oh, that sucks.
But currently, it is inoperable. Inoperable.
But the computer works, right?
I guess it works.
She's able to surf the interwebs
no.
and check her
no, because emails. She, no, because it won't get any power. The plug that it plugs into the wall.
Oh, that plug.
The adapter is loose all of a sudden and now it won't stay in. So, no power.
Mm-hmm.
No power. So no.
Cannot compute.
yes. Sorry, Millie cried again.
Hey,
we have a guest in the room. Hi, guest.
Hey, Dave. Today I saw a thing called the Google Nexus. Have you heard of this?
I have not heard of the Google Nexus.
Google's version of the iPad.
Okay.
But it's the same size as the Kindle Fire, brilliant. Only way more technologically advanced.
Really?
And it's half the cost of the iPad.
Buy me one.
It's the exact same cost as the Kindle Fire.
And how much is that? Is it like $150, $200?
$199, yep.
Oh, you can get me one of those.
Well, I have a Kindle Fire. I might be purchasing myself a Google Nexus now. Why not?
Then I'll take your Fire off your hands.
For $200, sure.
I'll give you a $2.
$2? That's a great deal.
We can haggle this
That's
price.
That's more than I would have gotten for giving it to Molly.
That's true. And all she would have done was buy more cyber pets or whatever.
Oh, my fuck, yes. She saved a shitload of animals that day, though.
And how much did she charge you?
$200.
Holy moly.
They waived it all.
Oh, and she still saved the animals.
Yep, take that.
Ah, suckers.
Yep.
So, no, I have not heard of this Google Nexus. I will have to check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Because, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, if you're going to get a tablet, that might be the way to go.
Do I need a tablet?
It depends on what you guys like. I mean, if I were you guys, I would purchase a tablet instead of buying a new computer all the time, because what do you guys use your computers for?
I use my computer for...
Well, I'm talking about Sarah.
Oh, Sarah uses it for looking at porn. And,
right.
And Pinterest.
Very easy to do on a tablet.
In Pinterest?
Yep, tablet.
And posting things to Etsy?
And it's on the Android market.
Droid.
Yep, oh, and you guys are Droid users, aren't
you? Our guest has left the room.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to Tech Talk.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll look into that.
Yeah, you should.
I need the money.
Not that you'll buy one anytime soon, but still.
But still, we're still working with our secondhand machinery right now.
Yes.
Rob said he was going to send me his iPod Touch. From ages ago. From days
That's
gone
all right.
by.
It still has applications.
Applications. I don't know. My phone is pretty good. It does its job.
Yep. I have a smartphone.
You do have a smartphone?
No, I don't. I haven't gotten one yet.
You have a flip phone.
I don't have a flip phone. I have a slide phone.
Ooh.
I fucking hate it.
I can't imagine why.
I want my smartphone back, but it's so fucking expensive.
Yeah. I can't live without my stupid smartphone.
I know. I thought, at first, like when I got rid of it, I thought, oh, okay, well, I can do this. And I was... holding off for a long time and doing really well, and now I'm just to the point where I'm like, I can't do this anymore. And now I have to wait, you know, another year for...
to your thing expires.
My contract expires so I can actually get a smartphone.
Lori likes tech talk.
I will go back to an iPhone, though, so.
You will? Yeah.
If I could get one before I go come down in November, I would like that.
I would like you to have one before then, too.
I will try.
Go for it.
Yep.
You know what I ate today?
You had a Chicago-style hot dog with a side of Dorito chips.
Sir, you are not far from the truth.
Okay.
I had, I think it's the Target version of these potato chips. They were hot dog flavored.
Ew. Oh, my God, that sounds terrible.
I did not buy them, so when at work brought them in, and I saw the bag and the package that said hot dog flavor, and it showed a picture of a hot dog with ketchup and mustard and relish on it, and I looked at this, and I looked at the guy I was working with, and I'm like, are you going to eat this? And he goes, you got to give it a shot. And I tried it.
And?
It had a weird smoky taste.
Smoky?
Like a barbecued hot dog.
Oh, okay.
And it kind of tasted like a hot dog. And then you could kind of taste mustard and relish every once in a while in each bite. It wasn't so terrible, but it wasn't that good either.
Right, that's the thing.
Like, I kept eating them just because I wanted to see if I can capture that taste, but I couldn't. And then I couldn't get the taste out of my mouth.
Right, and that's what makes it worse.
So, hot dog chips.
Like the taste of boiled hot dogs. Ugh.
If they're steamed properly, they're fine.
No, they aren't. I said boiled.
I love hot dogs. They have to be the right kind of hot dogs. Hot dog chips.
Boiled hot dogs in general are terrible.
That's not true.
It is true.
It is not true.
The only way to eat a dog is on one of those roller things.
Ugh.
Or on the barbecue pit.
It appears the 7-Eleven sells a hot dog chip. Someone named Shears sells a hot dog chip. Snyder's has a hot dog chip. Hold on, I saw one more. Hers has a hot dog chip. That's really strange.
Yeah, that's gross.
Who would? I mean, I know there's that contest going on. Lay's has got the contest with the, come up with your own flavor of potato chip. But who thought that was?
I haven't heard about that. Yeah. I'm going to pick stuffed peppers.
Well, that doesn't sound terrible.
I love stuffed peppers. Maybe when I come down there, Dave, I'll make us stuffed peppers one night.
Okay.
We'll eat dinner real late, but
who knows what time? I'm going to attempt to get the time off while you're here, but I make no promises.
Well, here's what I want to do when we're there. I have to go to the Christmas party.
Okay.
Because I've never been.
Okay.
So we're going to the Christmas party, and I have to see the Osborne Family Lights.
You still have not seen the Osborne Family Lights?
Never. Every time I've gone down, I've been on the tail end of it, or at the very, right before it opened.
Good grief.
So I've never seen the Osborne Lights.
I've seen them.
So I have to go to there, and I have to go to the Christmas party. I want to eat those soft cookies.
Sarah can just make you soft cookies.
Ah, that's true. But you guys won't have your tree up.
You never know. We may.
Let's hope so.
Just for you.
Good.
Probably not. We're very lazy. Man, I want a fucking hot dog.
Right?
I'm just looking at pictures of hot dogs. I want a Chicago-style hot dog. Damn it. Why don't we own our own hot dog cart?
Say what?
Why don't we own our own hot dog cart?
You know, do you remember the band The Urge?
Yes.
Steve Ewing, he owns his own hot dog cart.
Nice.
And he, just walks around selling his hot dogs. And everybody's like, sing a song!
But I'm a fucking hot dog.
Right.
Charlie loves the Osborne Lights.
Charlie, come down in November, and we'll all go.
She is coming. I don't remember when. Charlie, when are you coming back to the States?
I hope you're coming back in November, and we're all going to party like rock stars.
That's probably a bad idea.
And aren't I missing Lori by, 2 days?
I think so. She did get her Christmas party tickets today, she says.
Oh, I need to get them.
Oh, yeah, you need to get them. I've been to the Christmas party once. I don't need to go back.
You don't?
I mean, I will, but I don't need to. I may be working, so who knows? You may see me.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. Hot dog chips.
Steal things from your store.
Hot dog chips. Neil Armstrong. Hey, what about that Prince Harry guy?
Oh, he didn't have any clothes on.
He didn't.
Nope. And, you know, it's what a douche move to take a picture of him and sell it to somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
What a douche.
Whoever did, uncool, but I don't think it really hurt his reputation at all.
Everybody's saying that it is, but it's like, come on, people.
Well, Charlie...
I feel like in this day and age, it didn't bother me. Like, I wasn't like, oh my god, the royal family.
He's got no clothes on.
Right.
Well, Charlie's...
He's going to have sex with all those girls.
Charlie is in the UK right now. She's going to give us... she'll type
oh,
out
yeah,
in a minute.
That's right.
Her perspective. She says, we love Prince Harry. People should leave him alone. He's a young guy. He's hilarious.
Good.
Maybe we should get him on the show.
I wonder if we could get him on the show.
Charlie, work on that.
Charlie, call him.
If you can get Prince Harry on the show, we will definitely... I'll splurge for the Skype extra payment to get the...
Me too.
Yep. You won't need to.
Oh.
You can just splurge once, and then I'll just use yours.
I'll just give you some money toward it.
All right, done. Charlie says she'll be here at the end of October, maybe a bit of November. You get here November what? November 6th?
6th.
6th. So, Charlie, if you're here November 6th, you can meet the one and only Adam.
That's right. I've drank around the world twice.
And it's on the intertubes.
That it is.
So it's true.
One time I was way, way drunk.
The first
time. Other time it was so fucking cold that we got sober real fast.
Yeah, the second time wasn't nearly as good. The second time was only good because we made people eat disgusting food.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Those people hated us.
I was watching that the other day, and I was laughing when we were like, here, try this. And we're telling them it tastes
right.
Terrible.
It's bad. You're not going to want to eat this. And they're all like, oh, no.
Crabs.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross crabs.
Yeah.
Lori says...
I wouldn't even know what to do next time. Maybe the shrimp chips?
Shrimp chips aren't that bad.
Ugh.
Lori says here, our waitress at Chili's has drank around the world, and she watched Adam and Mikey drink around the world.
What?
Wow. Did Lori do that before or after she drank around the world? And did you tell her to do it, or did you just... She just happened to find it online?
That's badass.
It is badass. See, we have... I don't want to say we have fans, but we've had viewers of that thing. YouTube...
Are all the episodes up there?
Yep.
They are?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't think they were. I thought they were blocking us for some reason.
I thought maybe the first couple didn't have sound, but I think they do now.
Nice.
Let's see. Adam and Mikey. Okay, Adam. I posted this 3 years ago.
Okay. Is that when we did it?
No, I think that's just when I posted. It's 2009 is when I did it.
Holy shit, that doesn't seem like that long ago, but okay.
Let's see, she told me she drank around the world, then I told her to watch Adam and Mikey, but she said that she had already watched it.
Nice.
If you believe this or not, Adam, it says here, Adam and Mikey, part one, Mexico, Norway, 1,849 views.
Holy shit.
Though part two, China, only 715 views. Germany and Italy, 986 views. American Adventure, 864 views.
But that's where the lady said, that's my grandma.
Yes. So that's worth it there. Japan, 484 views. Oh my gosh. Morocco, 713 views. UK, 55 views. But I just put that one up.
Morocco's hilarious.
I put the Morocco. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's where we sang A Whole New World.
And part 8, 36 views, but I just put those up recently, so...
Okay.
They can't be held accountable. So, yeah, you got that going for you.
Yeah.
Still
not an internet sensation,
no.
But...
How can we make this an internet sensation?
I don't know. I really don't know how to do it.
It's got to be viral.
We created a Facebook page.
Yeah. I mean, what else do you need to do?
I told a ton of people. I guess we got to get it out there on, like, some Disney sites or something.
I don't know. Let me see. I will post it once again on our page.
But our page doesn't get anything.
Oh, well, then I'll post it on your page.
Okay.
For anyone who hasn't watched it yet.
That's right.
I'm not even going to post anything about it. I'm just going to post it. Share. Done. Okay. What time is it?
That's right. We put up a pretty respectable show.
Yeah. Charlie says, try the Disney boards.
I think we should.
Yeah, might as well. I did it once, and I think I got blocked or something.
Oh, fuckers. Because we used profanity.
Shit.
And because Mikey laid in the middle of the American Adventure.
What a fucker.
Oh, you were so mad.
Mikey makes me mad. I feel bad. I feel bad. I shouldn't judge him for being who he is and being the ever-lovable Mikey. Because everyone loves Mikey. I think that's why I hate him.
I guess, but when you lay in the middle of the street, people were yelling at him.
And he wouldn't get... He was really drunk.
Yeah, he was.
He was sober for a week.
I saw that. Good for him.
But nobody likes a quitter.
No.
No. So let's see. Prince Harry, Neil Armstrong, Lady Mary, Hot Dog Chips, Google, Nexus. I've crossed off everything. Yeah. See, is there anything from last week? I crossed off everything there.
No.
Let's see, anything from 2 years ago? Let's see. I want to go to the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
I'd like to do that as well.
Here's a list of houses. I wonder if any of these are still available.
Ugh, that'd be sad.
That's when I was house hunting. No trivia today because you have no one to compete against.
That's right, and it would be a sad day.
And you win.
Hooray!
Hooray, Adam is our trivia champion for the week.
That's right. Take that, Sarah.
I could ask you questions, but I don't have any.
No, that's fine. Let's save it for another time.
Another time, another place?
Because I like trivia, even though I got smoked.
Well...
It wasn't even fun for a while.
Some of the questions were hard.
Beat so badly.
Some of the questions were hard, and some of the questions were too easy.
Yeah. Yeah, like, where do the Tanners live?
San
and then I got, what's Danny's wife's name?
Which I even knew the answer to that.
No, you did not.
I did too, it was Pam.
Oh, well, whatever.
I watched that show way too much.
I knew that the bear's name was Mr. Bear.
You did.
But I didn't get to answer that one.
No, sorry.
I didn't know any of the Friends questions, my God.
I knew most of them. I think I only got two wrong.
I didn't watch that show. I think it's because I have testicles.
What? I love that show.
I was just teasing you.
How can you not? How can you?
I was just teasing you.
How dare you? You just joshing?
Yep. So my dad, we had a luau to go to on Saturday.
Nice.
My cousin threw the party, and he hired a steel drum band to come and play.
That's awesome.
It was way badass, and there was a costume contest. Well, I didn't have a costume to wear, so I just went as me. But my dad went as Magnum P.I., and it was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, he got like a baseball, like a Detroit Tigers baseball cap.
That's awesome.
His Hawaiian shirt. It's awesome.
Does anyone know who he is?
Nope, not one person.
That's terrible.
I was a little pissed.
He's Magnum
P.I. My brother was like, how is everybody supposed to know that? I'm like, really, AJ? He's got a Detroit Tigers baseball hat on. And it was a homemade one. So, I mean, it wasn't like...
Oh, what? Just,
my dad walks around with a Detroit Tigers hat on.
Ridiculous. People are uneducated.
I know. Yeah, they all knew we were Troy and What's-His-Face from High School Musical.
Hells yeah. Well, we had t-shirts on that said Wildcats.
Oh, that's true. And you had an awesome afro.
I did. That was a good Halloween.
That we were rock stars.
People took pictures with us. And I hate Halloween costumes. I hate dressing up.
And I think I had a Justin Bieber wig on.
You had something. That was very silly.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. When was that?
Oh, that was like 2008, I think.
Here we go. I'm looking at the pictures now. I'm going to have to see if I can post those on our page.
Somewhere. I need to get back to that weight. I looked way skinny there in comparison to what I look now.
You're very svelte.
Yep.
You're a svelte man.
But then I ate more food.
There, why can't it be posted on the wall?
It's okay, don't post it.
No, it needs to be posted. Yeah, it's Lamesville.
You can't post it on the another waste of podcast.
Yes. The name of our show is what now? Facebook is giving me an error.
Facebook blows.
Stupid Facebook. I'm going back to MySpace.
You keep saying that.
That's where it's at. I also keep saying that I'm going to get new internet, and I still haven't done that yet either.
Well, you haven't? I thought you did.
No, I'm lazy. No, this message cannot be posted on this wall. I am angry. Perturbed and angered. Angered. Perturbed. That was a good time.
That's okay.
That was a good time. I would like to go to the not-so-scary Halloween party again.
That was fun.
That was lots of candy.
It was. My God, it was like pounds and pounds of it.
Oh, Lori has shared our link of drinking around the world. Hurrah!
Good job.
Now it's going viral.
I hope so.
People just need to remember to watch the rest of them.
Right, not just the first one, please.
The first one is going to get on Jay Leno, and no one's going to watch the rest. Too bad it's not the last one.
Yep.
That was where Mikey can't even speak in complete words.
Oh, that's right.
That was funny. All right, well, I think we put forth a valiant effort.
I think we did with just the two of us. We didn't stop talking.
No, we never sang. What did we sing that other time? About America, Hands Across America.
That's right, we didn't.
I'm going to throw it out to the chat room right now. The kids who are in there, if you have anything you'd like us to talk about before we wrap this sucker up, please let us know. Matt, before he left the room, asked me earlier about the hurricane. It never happened.
It didn't ever.
No, we did. We just had rain. It was wet. No wind. No nothing. So,
wah.
I had my hurricane supply. I was at home the other day, and I was cleaning out the closet, and all of a sudden there was a crash of lightning or thunder, and the power went out. And I all of a sudden realized, I don't know where the flashlights are. So I searched the house, and I couldn't find the lantern flashlight. So when Millie woke up, I grabbed her, and we went to the Dollar Tree. And I bought I bought two flashlights for $1 each. And I bought a bunch of batteries. And Sarah's dad... they worked. I checked them out when I got in my car. I said, I better make sure these work. They both work. A few years ago, Sarah's dad bought us this thing from... what's that outdoorsy store?
Cabela's?
Yeah, sure, maybe. It's a television lantern. All right.
Okay.
It has like a tiny 3-inch black and white TV on it.
All right.
And also has a giant lantern, like a big light. So, but it takes 8 C batteries to run. So I bought C
batteries. That's a shitload of batteries.
It might as well be a giant, what are those giant cell batteries called? With the two wires, you have to hook the wires up to it. Those used to go into flashlights. I forget what they're called. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. I bought a whole bunch of batteries to make sure that if the power goes out, we'll still have TV.
Thank God.
A 3-inch television. Let's see.
I don't watch anything.
Charlie says, Halloween party's awesome. Dave, this year, our friend Kaz and a friend may go as the Avengers.
Cool.
Charlie, which Avenger will you be? Let's quickly try to guess.
I will say Black Widow.
You'll say, I agree. I agree. She'll be the Black Widow. And Kaz will be...
Thor?
She says she's going to be Thor.
Oh, does she have blonde hair?
She does. She's got red hair. Oh. She should wear a black leather suit and be a Black Widow.
That's what I think.
Oh, Rob says, no, we won't watch TV because it's not digital. Good point.
Oh, yeah, it won't work at all.
I got an antenna. I'll find a way to wire the DVD player to it. It's good to find out that Rob's actually listening to the show. We talked about you for an hour ago. She was going to go as a Black Widow, but it's Florida in black cat suit. And?
So, what's her point?
I don't know.
I guess she's making a point, but...
Kids nowadays.
I don't get it.
You didn't hear the Black Widow complaining.
Not at all. And she kicked ass.
She says she's going to boil. It's October. You'll sweat. You won't boil.
Yeah, it's not that hot.
It could be worse. It could be now. Well, let me go around the room. Anyone else have anything to say? Or no?
Oh, I'm good.
AWOApodcast@gmail.com is our email address. Feel free to email us your questions. People who are downloading on iTunes, because you're downloading at iTunes, or if you're going to our feed burner page, you can find us at iTunes and rate us 5 stars and give us a good review of some kind. Lori says she knows the girl that has the lead in the Hoop-De-Doo. I could ask her to be your celebrity. So we maybe we can have her on the show one day. Charlie says it's hotter than the UK, so that's enough. The UK's right now we're just like the UK. It's overcast and drizzling all day long. Let's see, iTunes. We're on Stitcher. You can find us there. You can find us on our Facebook page. You can find us on our WordPress page. You can find us on our Adult Friend Finder page.
What?
No. That would be hilarious. We need listeners. we're signing up everywhere. AWOA at adultfriendfinder.com. Is Millie asleep? Yes, Millie is asleep. I'm assuming, unless she's being very quiet and has crawled out of her crib. So email us or go to SpeakPipe and on our Facebook page and leave us a voice message and we will play it on the air. You can ask us a question. We can answer the questions because we are a brain trust of answers. We've all lived life, so we know how to answer questions. Adam, did you have anything you wanted to add to the show or anything coming?
Not right now, but I have big things in the works.
I'm going to my new area next week, so next week we should definitely have a show on Monday. After that, I don't know what my schedule is going to be. So definitely next Monday, and I think definitely the Monday after that. After that,
possibly a date change.
Yeah,
right?
Possibly a date change or a time change. We may do it later. I don't know.
Gotcha.
I played this song at the beginning of the show, I remember this song. I've heard it on the radio a billion times, but this song has special meaning to me now. Not now, then. I saw my brother's band, I think he was in, I think it was Igneous Biscuit at the time. You get it? Igneous Biscuit?
No.
Igneous, it's a hot rock. In a biscuit is a roll.
Oh.
So it's Hot Rock.
Oh, nice.
So it's Igneous Biscuit. They opened with this song, my brother was standing on one side of the stage, and this other guy, I think Pete, either he was playing guitar or keyboards, he was sitting the other side of the stage, and they both did a flying kick in the air at the same time.
Nice.
Right when the song kicks into high gear. So I was pretty impressed by that. This is not them playing. This is REO Speedwagon playing Ride in the Storm Out. A live version, because I listened to the original version and I didn't think it was very good. Oh, Monday's Labor Day, Adam.
Oh, shoot, that's right.
So we may have to reschedule again.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I'll talk you through this. So the keyboard's playing this song, this beginning section, and the guitar comes in. All right. And Rob is playing one note on the side. And they're playing real quietly. Do, 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 do. And the lead singer sings about riding the storm out. Waiting for the fallout. Here it's coming. When the big thing comes up in a second, they're going to do the hide kick in the air. But it's not happening yet. It's coming up. Big payoff coming up right here. I'm talking over the singing, but it's worth it. Here it comes. And that's where they did their kick.
That was it? That was the story you told?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, lame.
Lame? Oh, well. All right, Adam, I'll talk to you later.
Sounds good.
On behalf of everyone else who's not here, see you, see you, see you, see you, see you.